Painter and printmaker LaToya M. Hobbs shows us her life, and perhaps our own lives, in an exhibition of her recent works. Carving a New Tradition, the art of LaToya M. Hobbs showcases her woodblock prints and other works. It's on display at the Frist Art Museum in Nashville, Tennessee. Hobbs tells us about her work.
So with my printmaking practice, I primarily do relief, which is a carving-based medium. So you have some type of matrix, either a woodblock or a linoleum block, and you carve away from the image to produce the work. And so basically whatever's left, you ink up the block, and then that creates the image after you're running through a printing press. So I'm kind of taking that and presenting it in the form of a painting. And the way I do my mark making is very much centered in how I think about myself as a painter. So it's really kind of blurring the lines between those two mediums. So taking that very traditional carving practice, but kind of presenting it in a new light or a way that, for me, it really ties both sides of my practice as a painter and a printmaker together.
Dr. Rebecca Van Diver is a professor of African American art at Vanderbilt University. She says when it comes to printmaking, Hobbs is an artist in a class by herself.
Without peer, I would say, at this point. She has truly mastered the art of what she calls narrative portraiture, in the sense of walking us through a day in her life as an artist, wife, and mother, in providing us these large-scale portraits of Black women, of Black interior spaces, that really is without peer at this moment.
One of the galleries features a series of prints called Carving Out Time. Each of the five panels is 96 by 96 inches, covering an average wall. The intricate carvings show us a typical day in Hobbs's life. In addition to being an artist, she's a wife and mother who homeschools her children. Hobbs explains it took Carving Out Time to make Carving Out Time.
That's exactly where the title comes from, yeah. The process of literally taking the time to carve the work, and also just the idea of like carving out time to make time to do the things you need to do in your day.
While the pieces in Carving a New Tradition depict the life of Hobbs, she says they're also universal.
There are themes that anybody can latch on to. So whether you know anything about printmaking or painting or whatever, you can look at the imagery and still be able to see yourself in it some way.
Van Diver agrees.
That is really a special quality of LaToya Hobbs's work, is that it is specific but also incredibly universal, and it tackles the universal challenges that we all experience in terms of balancing our day-to-day responsibilities and the need for self-care. So she's speaking to these more universal experiences, but rooting them in her own specific identity, and I think that that will appeal to a wide range of audiences.
The exhibit features a few pieces by other artists who have influenced Hobbs. She calls them her art mothers.
Elizabeth Catlett in particular, she's one of the reasons that I committed to being a printmaker, because I started out wanting to be a painter. But seeing her work in printmaking just really made me fall in love with that process even more. So definitely she's a big influence on my work, not only just in printmaking, but in general, the way that she empowers women through her work and just shows them in their everyday lives. And also Margaret Burroughs is another important figure in my work, another Black woman printmaker, and then there's just so many.
Van Diver says Hobbs is pushing the boundaries of carving and continues to grow and evolve as an artist.
I think that what is so exciting about having Hobbs's work here on view in Nashville is that she is an artist on the rise, and the show includes the oldest work is from 2020 to 2021, and we're looking at brand new work all completed in 2023. And so it's just exciting to see the new directions that her career is taking.
Hobbs thinks visitors will be able to see themselves in her work.
And I think that's one of the things that art should do. Like, it should expose you to something new, but I feel like you should also still be able to relate to it in some way. And I think my work does that on many levels. So whether you like figurative work, or if you like printmaking, or if you like painting, or even if you just like work that has texture, there's still something for everybody to take away from it.
Carving a New Tradition, the art of LaToya M. Hobbs, can be seen at the Frist until April 28th. For details on the exhibition, check out fristartmuseum.org. FristArtMuseum.org. Paul Ladd, Nashville.